I'm here with Dr. Geraldine Robbins from Accountancy and Finance at NUI Galway to talk about performance management. Geraldine, would you like to begin by introducing yourself?
I'm a lecturer in Accounting and Finance at NUI Galway, and I'm joint leader of the performance management cluster here. I undertook a BCom at NUI Galway also, where I developed an interest in accounting. I worked in industry for a number of years and qualified as a professional accountant and worked in operations management. I undertook the exams of the Institute of Management Accountants, where there's a strong focus on strategy development, on strategy implementation and decision making, rather than on auditing and taxation. I've always been interested in performance management. I decided to do a PhD on the use of accounting in the Irish hospital sector, specifically on how accounting information is used in the decision making processes in hospitals, if at all. I not only have an academic interest in this area of hospital management, I was appointed by the Minister for Health in 2014 to the board of one of the large Dublin hospitals, where I also chair the Hospital Finance Committee. And so I'm acutely aware of the strategic and the day-to-day challenges of hospital managers, of clinicians, and of other hospital staff.
What were your PhD findings about hospital financial management systems in Ireland?
Well, I found that hospital financial management systems were underdeveloped and that the quality of accounting information provided for decision making by hospital managers was really poor. Up until about the year 2000, there was political representation on the health boards, and it was always more attractive and more politically palatable to spend money opening a new ward in a hospital as compared with investing in coherent technologies to support decision making. So, for instance, we want to know if resources are being used efficiently in hospitals. But the system of resource allocation in hospitals is in large part based on history, on the spend in the previous year. What we should be able to do is to compare the cost of various specialties across hospitals to identify those that are performing best in terms of cost, and then examine how they are doing that and learn from it. All of this assumes, of course, that quality is the same, because quality in healthcare is the primary concern.
And has there been any developments in financial management of hospitals in the Irish context?
Absolutely. Yeah, there have. There have been significant changes in the management of hospitals with the dissolution of the health boards, with the formation of the HSE, and 10 years later, the threat of dissolution of HSE. The most recent phase of change has seen the formation of hospital networks called hospital groups, with the idea of managing capacity in the health and hospital system better. We're a small country and we can't have highly specialised hospitals in every town. What we need is a hospital network that can deliver excellent hospital care at the appropriate level to meet patient needs. So that means, say, maybe appendectomies can be performed locally, but heart and lung transplants and maybe certain complex cancer care must be provided in centres of excellence with a link back to the local hospital in the network where appropriate. The intention is that these groups would move to having trust status as independent corporate and legal entities. I think there's a real need now to examine the financial management of these groups with the intention of working with hospital group managers to address challenges.
What is particular about performance management challenges in Irish hospitals?
Well, I think the context is changing. Expectations on the part of us as citizens is growing. We're also faced increasingly with scarce resources. There's also new drugs and new technologies and solutions to meet the clinical needs of an aging population. So all of this is creating a demand for services. Also, when I started researching hospital management over 12 years ago, I was meeting with people who were called hospital administrators. Now these people are called CEOs. They're very active chief executive officers of hospitals. They're managing diverse groups of professionals in an effort to deliver a quality hospital and health service. In this context, I think there's a need for management tools, a need for comprehensive performance management systems to support them in doing that job.
So what exactly do you mean by performance management systems?
Performance management systems are about maximising outcomes from the use of a given set of resources. Given set of human, staff resources, of money, financial resources, and of physical resources, say buildings. Resources are scarce and yet demand is increasing. Over the past 5 years, since the economic crisis, The focus has been very much on cost containment and on budget cuts. But I think this needs to change in terms of meeting patient needs for health services. Performance management is not just about the financial management of hospitals. It's also about the leadership of these large, complex organisations.
So how do performance management systems help address the challenges in the health sector?
Well, government through the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform are implementing new reforms to try to maximise efficiencies and to get the best use from our financial resources and limited funding for health services. But programmes of government or these programmes of reform, they need to be underpinned by technologies such as coherent and responsive accounting technologies, accounting information systems that inform clinicians and hospital managers and policymakers about the best use of resources.
What exactly do you mean by programmes and technologies of government?
Well, more recently in Ireland, there is an appreciation that reform needs to be a constant for us. The Department of Public Expenditure and Reform was established in 2012, I think. And it's significant that reform is in the title of this new government department. Initiatives, reform initiatives, that is, are being tried to inform the best use of scarce financial resources in Irish hospitals. And it's government who decide on programmes of reform at cabinet level and also at government department level. But it's public sector workers and public sector managers who must implement these programmes of reform. These managers need coherent systems to implement reforms. They need coherent financial management information systems. Without them, it's likely that programmes of reform can only be partially implemented. For instance, there is a focus on organising hospitals into networks and then across these networks, focusing possibly on clinical directorates and to linking clinical directorates across the hospital networks. So that, for instance, for the Galway group, let's say, we can link the cardiology network across the 6 or 7 hospitals in the group, from Galway to Castlebar to Ballinasloe, Roscommon and to Sligo. We need patient management systems and financial management systems that can map patient journeys across the network and reduce inefficiencies, and also reduce duplication that we hear tell of so much.
And in your experience, Geraldine, what do you think are the main challenges for hospital leadership?
I think it's the need to develop a health service that is patient-centred. Often services are speciality-centred, and there's an absence of joined-up thinking. We need the GP and community health service to link better with hospital services as we move from cradle to grave. I'm a pragmatist, and I think that we need to get the best use from our scarce financial resources. These resources are funding infrastructure, funding staff, and therapies, including drugs, which are increasingly expensive in our health system. We also regularly, I think, need to question the use of resources for public benefit. We see change as a constant in other parts of the public sector, for instance, in the Irish Revenue Commissioners. For many years now, the revenue have embraced change as a constant. There, they've developed the ROS, the Revenue Online System.
What is ROS? What is this revenue online system?
It's an online system used by individuals and corporate entities to file their tax returns. It's a computerized system that facilitates the individual taxpayer in completing their tax returns and filing that tax return online. I've done some research in this area with my colleague, Dr. Emer Mulligan, and we discovered that a large amount of time was freed up by cutting down on inputting work within the revenue. And this has resulted in freeing resources within revenue, which can be used for other purposes, say for greater detection of non-filings and for increasing compliance rates. Certainly staff needed to be retrained to fill these other roles, but over the years, the nature of work in revenue has changed.
So is it true to say that you're interested not only in financial management of hospitals, but in broader performance management issues in the public sector?
Yes, my interest stemmed from examining implementation of new public management ideas in the public sector. In addition to the Irish Revenue and Irish Hospitals, I've recently worked with colleagues in economics here at NUI Galway, looking at the performance of the local government sector, that is county and city councils. My colleagues in economics, Dr. Gerard Turley and Stephen McNina, have long held an interest in local government. I've come on board to work with them more recently to assist with an in-depth examination of performance management challenges in the county council and city council sector.
And can you tell me a little bit more about the projects you're currently involved in?
Well, I'm involved in a cost action project in Europe. This involves two or three researchers from about 25 European countries. And at the moment, I'm involved in projects on local government, looking at cost reduction strategies, at innovations in service delivery. We've also got a project looking at performance budgeting in local government. And that project is linking the allocation of funds to the delivery of specific outcomes that are set at the time the budget is allocated. We've also got a project looking at citizen participation in local government. So on the Irish side, this means that I'm liaising and interviewing staff in the Department of the Environment and Local Government and meeting with local government managers across the county and city councils. It's really about a sharing of knowledge. We do things very differently in local government across Europe. And the intention is we share this knowledge through the development of databases and through working on comparative projects. These are then published in various countries, and that knowledge is shared with staff working in the local government sector, in the county and city councils. I think there's a need for joined up thinking between private and public sectors and academia. And that is what this type of project is about.
So you mentioned the private sector there, Geraldine. Can I ask, what are your research interests in terms of the private sector?
Well, I lecture on a range of undergraduate and postgraduate corporate finance courses here at NUI Galway. And so I'm naturally interested in the financial management challenges of Irish businesses. I've done some work in the past with visiting academics looking at the investment and financing and the dividend decisions of Irish managers and Irish firms. A number of my colleagues in accounting and finance and in the performance management cluster have worked with various industry sectors, examining the use of accounting and management control systems to manage innovation in the biomedical sector. The biomed sector is very important in the Irish context in terms of skilled jobs and research and development capacity. Our expertise here in NUI Galway, in the accounting discipline in particular, has been matched with the needs of industry to better understand the design and the use and also the implementation of management control practices that both inhibit and enable innovation and creativity in important industry sectors.
Can you explain what you mean by management control practices?
Well, they're a vital part of the performance management systems I spoke about earlier. Performance management systems are the map that organizations use to achieve their strategy. High-level mission and vision is articulated by the board of companies, and it's communicated down through organizations by senior management to middle and lower level managers. Accountants provide the information to facilitate planning and control and to keep the ship, that is the company, on target to achieve its objectives and ultimately its vision and mission. The type of information that they provide and the way it's used influences positively or negatively the innovativeness and creative process in the organization. It's this increased understanding about the design and implementation of accounting and other control systems that we as academics strive to share with industry and practitioners. The design and use of management control systems and practices is important for both public and for private businesses.
So what is the future of research in performance management?
I think it's about collaborative research between us here in the university and both private and public sectors. It's about bringing together the research skills and knowledge within academia and using this to address the challenges faced by private and public sectors with a view to developing a shared understanding of the best way to address these challenges for the good of society. To that end, in the performance management cluster, we not only have accounting and financial management research expertise, but we also collaborate with colleagues from industrial engineering on work and process flows, with colleagues in psychology on understanding the human aspect of business, and also with colleagues in marketing on various projects. We also have extensive links with researchers in other countries who are studying similar problems and challenges, and this allows us to leverage this global expertise. A great deal of work has been completed, say, on the management of hospital environments in other countries, and we can draw on this. I have active collaborations with researchers in France, Australia, the UK and Norway, for instance.
So, Geraldine, is it fair to say that we will see positive changes in the Irish public sector?
Yes, I think so. I think the economic crisis has given us the impetus to accelerate the change process in the Irish public sector. I think Ireland's successful exit from the Troika programme of support has given us both the confidence and the encouragement to continue with that change process. I think that whilst there might be an element of reform fatigue, there's still an appetite for change. Performance management systems will underpin that change. We need to increase our understanding and to keep improving both the design and implementation of performance management systems across the public sector.
Great. Thanks very much, Geraldine. If you would like to find out more about Geraldine's work on performance management, you can go to the Whisker Institute website at whiskerinstitute.ie. Thank you very much, Geraldine.
Thank you, Angela.